The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. We are here every Saturday from 5 to 6 and Sunday from 3 to 4. I hope you're enjoying this summertime. It's been great. I've got a little sunburn from golf and the beach, but I did want to wish everybody a happy summer. And you guys know the June-July issue of Generations Magazine is out, featuring the Mo'ili'ili Community Center celebrating 115 years. In fact, I got the magazine in front of me, and if you look at the big story on page 24, what do you see? You see a bunch of seniors exercising. And as you guys know, as you exercise, you got to drink a lot of water and to stay healthy. And that's one of the reasons why I talked about that, because today we're going to have a special guest, Mr. David Watermo and Randy Mao from Cardax. It's a local biotech, Hawaii biotech company. And which is cool about staying healthy is they have a new, vitamin dietary supplement called Xanthosin. Took me a little while to had to practice that Xanthosin. But anyway, David, welcome. And Randy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And Randy, you can talk too now, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you're watching, you're taking emails, but okay. So David, go ahead. Why don't you explain your background and how you got involved with Cardax?
Well, we've been working on Xanthosin and a product like this dietary supplement for over 10 years.
Wow.
And we've raised a lot of money, mostly from Hawaii. We've been a Hawaii-supported company.
Really?
A lot of science. We had a major lab up in the area that we worked on with our chemists and our biologists. And it's taken us, more than a decade, but we have a product on the market now called Xanthosin, as you said, safe anti-inflammatory for general health and for your aging health.
Yeah, I like the word you said, safe, because somebody asked me, I've been taking this for about, two or three weeks now, four weeks, and one of the questions they asked besides how it works is that, is it safe? So we're going to cover more into that, but correct. Randy Mountain, so you are like the marketing guy?
Yeah. Okay, my title is the Director of Medical and Business Affairs, and before joining up with David, I spent actually about 25 years in the medical field, the medical industry. Out of graduate school, got involved in advertising for about 5 years, worked for a national corporation, and then at that point in time, I wanted to get more involved into anatomy, physiology, and the sciences. And that's when I actually worked with headhunters, and two companies approached me, and that was a pharmaceutical industry, and there were two giants in the pharmaceutical industry. So having said that, I spent almost two decades with a global pharmaceutical industry, and Dave and I had met at a project that we were both consulting to, and we were brought on a committee. And from that point on, he and I spoke. He invited me to lunch. And from there, we're here today.
Yeah. I've actually seen the Cardax name for years, different stories. And I remember seeing a story you opened your office in Aiea. But so I don't know, how would you say it? I can't say it in a nutshell. Xanthosin is astaxanthin?
Yeah, good job. Yeah, astaxanthin, exactly, yes.
And what exactly is that?
Astaxanthin, you probably know better, as a compound that makes salmon pink and lobster red.
Salmon pink. Well, I'm colorblind. Salmon pink and lobster red.
Yes.
Okay.
And people think that was, at least us too, thought that was just color. But it turns out that it's far more important than that. Salmon without astaxanthin, maybe obviously, are gray. But most importantly, without it, they are smaller. They don't reproduce as well.
Really?
They get more infections. And they're not strong enough to swim upstream.
Well, that's interesting.
So that was the aha moment for me as an ex-biotech analyst on Wall Street to say, I think there's something very important going on here biologically. And when we start to look at the literature and then look at the science around astaxanthin, it turned out to be a very potent, yet very safe anti-inflammatory.
So that is a compound, or what is that, a gene, or what is that?
It's like a molecule. Yeah, okay, exactly. It. Yeah.
Okay. And so, I mean, are there salmon that are not pink? I know I'm colorblind. I don't even think about when you say color, I don't even think about lobster being red. I just think it's a lobster.
Well, I don't think very many people want to buy a gray or white salmon.
You mean salmon's only pink?
Yes, I think most of us would agree
I don't know.
Yeah, salmon are pink.
I don't even think about that. Salmon, salmon to me. I mean, yeah, it's one thing about with color. It doesn't pertain to me at all. In fact, when I was growing up, when you were really young, you got to go to art class. I got excused to art class because my teacher knew I was colorblind. No, seriously.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. So
maybe things will change now now that you're taking xanthosin, Percy.
I still, every week I got to worry about my colors, my socks. So I don't wear black socks, and I don't wear green and brown socks or beige socks anymore because I used to get them mixed up. In fact, I don't wear, I only have a beige and black pants. I don't wear blue pants anymore because sometimes I get the blue and black mixed up. Seriously. I know Dave was going, okay, let's go on. Anyway, so it's taking you over 10 years. And so was that found here in Hawaii?
Well, I think we in Hawaii came up with a concept of using astaxanthin as a dietary supplement. It had been used in the animal feed industry before that. But no one prior to Hawaii companies had ever actually come up with a dietary supplement for human use. And that started in Hawaii.
Oh. And so is it a mixture of different products, or is just that one astaxanthin?
Yeah, so our dietary supplement is the active ingredient is astaxanthin. There are some other inactive things in it that help to keep the capsule from collapsing and a few other things. But astaxanthin is the active ingredient in our compound.
So my sister, who sells health products in California, Washington State, she's actually here in Hawaii now. So I was talking to her the other day because she's always talking about healthy water, the perfect pH balance, and your feet. You're always, that's where all your nerve endings are. And so I was telling her about xanthosin. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Well, is it synthetic or is it compound or what is it?" I said, "That's a good question. So what is it? Blend or is it extracted from krill or salmon or something?
Our particular compound we make in the lab. We copy nature. We make a nature identical astaxanthin. There are other astaxanthin products on the market that are actually made from microalgae.
Right.
Humans really don't have any experience eating microalgae, but we do have experience eating salmon that has the exact same type of astaxanthin that's in our product, or shrimp. Both of which astaxanthin types are in xanthosin.
It's interesting.
So Percy, I was going to add this on as well, is that's why they call it biotech. So what we've done is actually taken a surmountable amount of, say, a source like salmon that has the astaxanthin, and we're able to condense it. So one capsule of xanthosin could be looked upon as being equivalent to maybe possibly eating eight fillets of salmon. So, of course, nobody can eat that much fillets of salmon at one sitting, nor can someone pay for that type of supply of salmon at one sitting. So think about doing that every day, taking your one or two capsules, and how many the value of salmon that you're taking, the astaxanthin molecule. So that's biotech, and in a very cost-effective form as well. So again, one bottle of 60 capsules is $39.99. So you work the numbers, the math out. Of course, it's basically cents for one capsule of xanthosin.
Well, that's what I like about it, and I'm going to start taking it. So maybe we'll have to check back with you in about, let's say, 2 or 3 months. Because as you guys know, people know I'm very active and I just pull my groin muscles. So I'm hoping to get back because I'm supposed to go to our national softball tournament in Vegas and in September, end of September. So I don't know if I can be able to play yet. I won't be able to play for at least a month. But anyway, so are there other, you said there's other types of astaxanthin here? Is that pronounced?
Astaxanthin?
Yeah. And what's the difference?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, our product is made as a nature identical. Products that we copy exactly what's in nature. It has a high degree of purity and precision in its manufacturing. We know exactly what's in every capsule. The other products are actually, as I mentioned, made from microalgae. And it's an extract from microalgae that contain probably hundreds, maybe thousands of compounds. They've never been identified. While astaxanthin is in there, there are all these other compounds. And we just don't know what's in the capsule in the way that we do with xanthosin.
So these are capsules. Is that the only form it's always going to be in, is the capsule form?
Well, I think for now, but in the future, you may see it in drinks or bars or, you know, other ways of ingesting it. But for right now, capsules, I think, make the most sense.
I mean, we talked about things like even like maybe energy drinks or sprinkles and so on. So
that's always my sister. She gave me some.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's always that vision of line extensions. But right now we're focused in on really launching and have a successful launch of xanthosin, which we currently are experiencing.
So is it like a vegan product or is it just...
Well, it is. I mean, that wasn't we didn't necessarily design it that way, but the fact of it is that astaxanthin is present, well, it's in salmon. It's also present in microalgae and as well, which is obviously vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Our capsule is vegetarian as well, and all of the other components of it also would make for what you might call a vegan type of capsule.
It's interesting. Yeah. Anyway, we're here with David Watermore and Randy Mao from Cardax, who just came out with the new dietary product, xanthosin. And can I mention where it's sold at?
Absolutely.
I know they're not paying for it, but we should get them to pay for it. Anyway, it's over at GNC. And they have a lot of stores, don't they, have here? I know the number of stores.
They have
here.
About 28 stores.
I didn't realize
statewide.
That.
And in fact... you know, great news for us. We were on a conference call the other week, and they actually brought xanthosin onto their national online website.
Yeah, well, so GNC.com. GNC.com.
Yeah. As well as Amazon, of course, and then the xanthosin.com website, or they can call into...
What's that, Amazon, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool. You know, when I first mentioned it, when we first met for lunch, it was about a month ago, you had mentioned about signing up with GNC, and I asked why GNC, and you had talked about mentioning the fact that their salespeople are a little more educated. So can you...
Yeah, absolutely. I think that GNC spends a lot of time and effort in making sure that their salespeople have knowledge and are, of course, available. It's very difficult, I don't know about for anybody who's listening, but at least for me, when I go into a big box store... To get anybody, I'm lucky to find the product, let alone...
So all it is a big box store and a cash register. That's all there is.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But if you want some advice about what you should be taking or maybe your own particular situation, I think GNC does a particularly good job at that. And given that our xanthosin dietary supplement could play a very, we think, beneficial role for anyone who has inflammatory health issues, I think that people, if they can talk about that and learn about that, understand that, it just gives a whole nother dimension to the whole customer experience.
And it's true. And I don't know if I told you, but everybody that comes in the magazine as a partner, I try to vet. So I checked them out. I told you, I was happy to be in Waikiki with my sister from mainland, having dinner at International Marketplace. I'm walking around, beautiful place, by the way. If you ever want to take a nice stroll, if you can get out the free parking Waikiki, it's quite expensive. But it's a beautiful complex over there. And I happened to walk on, I think it's the second floor, I think it was.
That's correct.
And sure enough, there's a GNC there. Yep. So I did a test, David. Not that I didn't trust you. I walked in there, and there it was, right on the front counter, right on display. He goes, you better get some. It's running out fast. I said, well, so can you explain this to me? And he did. He explained what xanthosin is. Mm-hmm. And he says, anti-aging, anti-inflammatory. And he said, you better buy some now because they're going to run out. And so...
You know. And that's what we've been seeing. We've been seeing that these stores have been really running through their supply, so much so that it's, you know, caught us behind in a sense. But I wanted to also add this, that, you know, with the GNC, they have a great program. It's a rewards cashback program. So if you are making the purchases of your xanthosin product there, then after X amount of dollars, they'll give you $20 coupons or even give you $5 coupons. And so it's actually, you know, at a discount purchase price.
It is. I got an email. When did I go? I went there Saturday. I got an email yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you did, right. I mean, you get that
my rewards pretty, email yeah, saying you got this much points.
Pretty consistently. But I think our whole vision, Percy, was that when Dave and I and Dave, the CEO, came together, we really wanted to select out this brick and mortar that not only has very knowledgeable, very tenured vitamin supplement salespeople, but we wanted to establish a very comfortable location or site for the physicians. This product is real science, physician-driven. We want, when they are recommending, which they are, we've almost seen almost 200 physicians to date.
Really?
Since starting in January. And they are the ones vetting the product. They're vetting the science. They're using it themselves. Mm. They're recommending it to their patients. They're getting the feedback from their patients. And thus, the model's working. They're going to GNC. They're making their purchases of Xanthosyn. They can explain how to dose it. And the dosing is such that, you know, you take it after a meal.
Yeah, by the way, why is that? I mean, I know you explained to me like three times, and I keep on forgetting exactly. I know it's after meal.
After a meal that has some fat, and fat, we're not saying eat a steak, but we're saying maybe like a handful of nuts, olive oil, butter on a toast, something to that extent, because the product's lipophilic. And what that means is it attaches
lipophilic,
which means it attaches to the fat as it distributes throughout the body. And in this way, that's the delivery process. So with that...
Is that common for a lot of dietary products? Because I've never actually heard this explanation.
No, some physicians will say, or some directions might say, take it with a meal because of the GI disturbance that might occur. But again, with
GI disturbance,
which is gastrointestinal disturbance.
What do you mean by disturbance?
Upset stomach and so on, cramps and so on. But with this product, you don't run that risk of any GI disturbance or bleeds or ulcers, unlike that of other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, such as your aspirins and so on.
So is that why they always say take it on a full stomach?
For those products. But for ours, it's not that you need to take it because it's going to give you upset stomach. It's just that it's lipophilic and it attaches to the fat as it distributes throughout the body.
And so it's absorbed better when you have a meal with some healthy fats in them.
About 2.5 times greater.
I've never heard of that. Yep. I mean, I've been taking, I think I told you I take the yellow capsule. I think it's yellow or green. Starts with a Z. Zumeric, what do you call it?
Turmeric.
Uh-huh. I take some multivitamin. I take B complex, and I think I'll take a vitamin C. But you said with the Xanthosyn, I may not have to take a bunch of that.
Well, if you're taking it for an anti-inflammatory effect, which is obviously where people take turmeric, we have found very, very good results with Xanthosyn. And I think the data set around Xanthosyn and astaxanthin is very robust, and so may allow one to perhaps replace some of those other things you mentioned. Oh.
So it was FDA approved?
It's approved as a dietary supplement, right. Yeah. So there's a process to go through there. There's a safety process to go through. Dietary supplements don't have disease claims. But you can talk about things like what we call structure function claims, like aids in joint health or cardiovascular health, liver health, even mental health, et cetera.
Do they do like clinical trials, things like that?
Well, there have been about 52 phase two type human clinical trials, not the final phase threes that you would with a drug. Hmm. It's actually not necessary for FDA safety approval. The FDA process, while very rigorous, focuses on animal safety, and then translating that into human, into human safety. So they have a FDA approved process for that.
So maybe to give you some background history, in fact, this product showed such compelling performances or analysis that a large pharmaceutical company was actually going to license this product from Cardax. And on the 11th hour, the deal fell because there was some political infighting within that organization. So the company, Cardax's company, The FDA consultant said, you know, it's so safe. It has the FDA GRAS designation or recognition that you can just bring it onto the market like a nutraceutical or supplement, and you can bypass the time and monies that it takes for it to become a drug. You know, typically back when, about 7 years ago, to bring from the discovery of a compound, of a drug, to actually launching it, it took about $880 million in, wow, in the R&D and then to market. I think today it's about $1 billion. So you think about that. That has been realized and saved, so that way Cardax can pass that cost savings onto the consumer.
Right.
Or else, I mean, that's why when you think about pharmaceuticals, why the costs are the way they are.
Yeah. By the way, what is the cost of Xenocin? And how is it bottled? Is it by, was it 20 or 30 or 40 capsules? How was that?
Okay. So with that, at GNC and online, Amazon, and on our website, for a 60-cap bottle count, it's $39.99. Okay. And for a 30-cap bottle count, it's $23.99. So you can see the greater value is in the larger purchase of the 60 capsule. But with that, again, I mentioned about GNC Rewards Program, that you'll get maybe a $5 coupon or $20 coupon from your purchases in the past. So I have friends that tell me, wow, they got their bottle of Xanthosin 60 capsules for $19.99 because they used their $20 discount coupons.
Right. I saw that.
You saw that?
Yeah. It's kind of, right. I mean, I don't normally take advantage of coupons. I got to keep track, you know. I don't keep the little food landlord thing. I just give them my phone number, right? I got enough of those things to carry in my wallet. So I carry one or two credit cards, my driver's license. That's it.
Right.
I mean, too much stuff to carry nowadays. So as long as they identify you by your phone number. So I think I did sign up for the rewards program before, but I haven't used it in maybe 2 years.
Yes, yes. And
but
I think
still have me in there.
And there's no cost to it as well.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a win-win situation
great,
all
but
around.
You got to pay. And plus you have the premium one. That's like $89 now for the premium. We can go a little earlier. I said, why do I have to go an hour early? I don't have a business, but it is. So what would be the dose? Is there a different dose for a different size of person, like for myself or for a smaller person?
Well, what we find on dosage is that while the bottle says one capsule, we find a lot of people do well on 1 to 2 capsules, or even if recommended by a physician, 2 to 4 capsules.
Really?
That will last
only 1 week, though.
Because it's because it's safer. Yeah, and if you have a need for it, and we understand that not everybody is the same, but if somebody's getting relief on 1 capsule or 2 capsules, that's terrific. But from a safety perspective, you know, we believe you can go, and there are people who go much higher, who have a bigger need.
Yeah, well, you must be meeting with all the orthopedic surgeons out there, because I'll tell you, I had 2 shoulder surgeries, and it was in pain for a while, as you know. You know, so hopefully maybe they can help you out with that, because you want to get the inflammation down as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, there's actually a orthopedic surgeon that does a show as well, and he uses Xanthosin himself, and he as well is recommending it even over the air. So, yes, they've been having great success, let alone the internal medicine family practice physicians. And in fact, interestingly, is that we were asked to do a presentation to a CME conference. This was over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. There were about 60 physicians in attendance, and it was amazing that one of the physicians actually been taking Xanthosin, and he had pain in his feet, in his foot, and he was actually going to go for surgery. And he actually stood up in front of the 60 physicians and said that, you know, since he's been on Xanthosin, he really felt that he didn't need to go through that surgical procedure because the pain had dissipated. So we continuously get feedback that way from the medical professionals as well as, the consumers.
I would just add that while we recognize that individual reports of benefit are what we call anecdotal, mm-hmm. They're not controlled in a scientific sense with a scientific clinical trial. Nevertheless, these anecdotal reports that we're getting, literally by the dozens, maybe even hundreds now, are consistent with the data. So I think that what gives us comfort, we're consistent with the human data that's been out there, and with, you know, there's over 1,400 peer-reviewed papers written on astaxanthin. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
And so there's a lot of scientific evidence that's done in the normal scientific way to back up what we're seeing anecdotally. For example, just yesterday we got a report from a person who works at one of the largest health organizations here in Hawaii, who had a very significant problem with triglycerides. And while they had triglycerides in the 140 range, 143 range, which is not bad, it had spiked to over 750.
Wow.
And then with just one capsule of xanthosin for a couple weeks of time, went down to 73.
Wow.
With improvements also in LDL and HDL. But that's consistent with a human clinical trial where we, in a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled, kind of the ultimate in, design you want for a human safety trial, where we saw reductions in triglycerides. And with studies that we've done and published in animals where we saw up to a 72% reduction in triglycerides as well. So we're seeing the same types of responses that we've seen in the scientifically rigorous studies playing out anecdotally as well.
Well, I do get an annual physical, so I should take a bunch before I go on. I take my annual blood test, right?
But you can also have them measure, say, as an example, CRP. CRP is a marker to indicate what your inflammatory condition is.
What does that stand for?
C-reactive protein.
Never heard of that.
Right. So it's almost like, you know, doing LDL
measurements. Is that on a normal blood test?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. So you can get that done. You know, you can ask your doctor for it. Many doctors are already doing it. Not all. But it's, you can check it off. It's on the normal forms that they have. It's inexpensive. And it's not completely comprehensive, but it's well established that it actually measures particularly cardiovascular inflammation.
Does it help with arthritis?
So inflammation plays a major role in arthritis.
Okay, hold on there. I want to kind of played you there. We got to take a short break.
Okay.
Anyway, we're here with David Watermore and Randy Mao from the Cardax and the anti-inflammatory dietary supplement, xanthosin. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. And I do want to get that answer regarding arthritis. Okay? We'll be right back after this short break.
Right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690 The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to a Medicare moment with Martha, Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073. 543-2073.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilima at lehano.com or call 674 8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. As you guys know, the June-July issue of Generations Magazine is out, featuring Mo'ili'i Community Center and their great story. And thank you to Nadine Nishioka, the executive director there. Don't forget to check out the magazine, because I believe on page, I can't even find a page number now here. I don't know. In the front of the magazine, there's a two-page spread of our 11th annual Aging in Place workshop. As you guys know, we have 6 rooms going on at one time, 18 workshops in the morning, and then replay it in the afternoon. It is a free event from 8:30 to 2:30. This year is on Saturday, August 19th. So just show up, and no reservations required. You don't have to RSVP. You don't have to tell me which room you're going to go to. But it will fill up fast, so try and come as early as possible. Bring a friend to collect your information you're looking for. We have about 70 exhibitors there as well. But all our experts in the field will be giving great information, and they'll be giving a lot of great handouts. So August 19th, Saturday, at the Ala Moana Hotel, 8:30 to 2:30. You probably want to be there by 8 o'clock for sure. Parking will be full, and usually the downstairs parking lot at the hotel will be crowded by 8 o'clock. So try and come early. If not, take the bus, which might be the best way to go. One of my favorite stories in this issue here on page 18 is it says a new cave for the Hawaii Men's Shed. You know, when I speak around town, when you guys speak around town, you go to a lot of workshops for seniors, and what do you see? 90% women. So the Men's Shed is actually the first one in the United States. We had them on a radio show about a month ago. And it was actually brought to them by one of the Rotary or Lions clubs, found this men's shed they have one woman. Men get together once, twice a week, and they do projects. And what's interesting about that, guys, so read the story. It's the first one in the United States. So I said, how many are there in Australia where they started it? 1,000. 1,000. And it's another 1,000 worldwide. But it's the first one in the United States. So it's pretty cool. So check out the article. If you have any questions, just give them a call. Glenn Sears, his number is in the magazine. Don't forget, you can go online to generations808.com to read all our past issues as well as our past radio shows, but also for resources. A lot of you guys call or email me for resources for adult day centers, retirement facilities, contacts over at the city and state agencies on aging. So check that out. And all you do is search what you're looking for. If you just like click on search and click Medicare, it'll put out all the articles that we did on Medicare. So thank you to David and Randy, because Cardax and Xantosin is a Generations partner now. So we're going to have to get you out more about there, David.
Happy to come.
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of events coming up that we can get you to speak. I know Randy likes to talk a lot, but you know, Randy's good at that. But you know, he always wants you there because you know that. Just all the specifics. In fact, Lee, our engineer, had a good question during a break. So it's made of a compound that's identical to acetylcysteine, and that's the compound they found in salmon that makes them pink. So if you're allergic to fish or salmon specifically, does that affect them?
Well, we haven't found anybody allergic to salmon. People do have shellfish allergies,
Ah,
you know, and that's actually much more common.
My niece is.
There's a lot of people actually that you know that are allergic to shellfish, but that's we haven't come across anybody. And I'm not saying there isn't one. Maybe there is somebody, but salmon is much more benign, and so it's highly unlikely that people are allergic to astaxanthin itself. And that's what's in our that's what's in xanthosin.
Yeah, in fact, everywhere you go, they talk about eating salmon, right? Mm-hmm. They have salmon pills, right? Don't they give out at Costco and Sam's Club salmon pills? Supposed to keep you healthy and things like that.
Salmon oil.
Salmon oil.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, okay. Which has some astaxanthin in it, by the way.
Really?
Yes, but not we don't think enough. Yeah.
So in the news in February, I think this year, right, Randy, that was when you got that contract to go with GNC? Was that the top? February was press release that I see.
It was end of January, beginning of February. Oh. Absolutely. Yeah, it was. That's when it was announced that we have now brought xanthosin into all the Hawaii State GNC stores.
So it's GNC, Amazon, but your website too, right? Because I think I went to your website.
Correct. Xanthosin.com.
And is it only going to be GNC for now?
For now, GNC for the bricks and mortar place. And GNC.com. Amazon.com and xanthosin.com. So online, several places, but from a bricks and mortar point of view, yes, just GNC.
Yeah, if you want to learn about anti-inflammatory, because that's really the key for aging. I mean, everybody I talk to, they finally realize they get it. You gotta
control and maintain, reduce inflammation. Absolutely. And inflammation is the driver to all our chronic diseases, whether it's hyperlipidemia, cardiovascular events, even brain health. You're talking about, again, we can't speak to diseases, but things like Alzheimer's and so on. In fact, we work with psychiatrists, and in fact, they were the ones that brought this to our attention. And one very busy psychiatrist here in Honolulu got back from a psychiatric congress that took place in Las Vegas about 2 months ago, and he called me up and he says, Randy, that's all they spoke about at this conference, at this congress, was inflammation in psychiatry. So again, I know we can't speak to diseases, but in the psychiatric mental illness, there's, of course, depression, schizophrenia, PTSD, Alzheimer's, and et cetera.
Well, the other big one was arthritis. I was on the arthritis board, and I was actually going to help out, and I do help out with Alzheimer's Association, but my friend said, well, you should look at arthritis because that affects more people than any other disease.
Yes.
People don't think about it because it's not life-threatening, but even though it can affect your life dramatically. But it affects more and more people. I mean, my mom's got arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
My sisters will probably get arthritis because they've had some health issues. I know that's one thing I'm like, I gotta always stretch and I gotta eat the xanthosin, but I don't want to get arthritis because I want to be. I was talking to some guys yesterday. I want to be playing softball till I'm in the 80s. You know, don't laugh.
So you're gonna be on xanthosin at least to 80.
At least, well, in the national tournament I go to, it goes from 50 to 80 every 5 years. 50, 55, 60, all the way to 80. They tried 1 year at 85, but there was only like two teams in the nation. They could field a team, but consistently 80-year-olds. So that's my goal. So I'm going to be taking that for a while. But when it comes to arthritis, how does it affect? Because, you know, you talk about anti-inflammatory. That's really what arthritis is, right? Anti-inflammatory of the joints. Mm-hmm. How does that help?
So arthritis itself, there are several different types. But right. I think maybe two broad categories, rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis.
Right.
Both are driven by inflammation. And, in fact, rheumatoid arthritis is one of the top or the three biggest selling drugs in the world actually target rheumatoid arthritis.
Really?
They have the biggest selling drugs in the world, billions every year. And they target something called TNF-alpha, which is a kind of a technical term, but it's the inflammatory actor that creates significant problems for rheumatoid arthritis. Oh. And astaxanthin, in a head-to-head study in animals, was actually able to reduce TNF-alpha, again in animals, but reduce it equivalent to the most powerful anti-inflammatory, the corticosteroids, in this case, prednisolone. So head-to-head study, we saw a reduction equivalent to the gold standard. Now, in human trials with astaxanthin, we've also seen a reduction in TNF-alpha as well. And so for joint health, what we look at for with xanthicin is that you are looking at a reduction of inflammation that can affect your joint health and positively, we believe, in many different ways.
So when Dave mentioned about the efficacy of astaxanthin compared to that of prednisolone, a head-to-head comparative trial in animals, one thing to note is that steroid-type products lead to immune-compromised situations, and that's something that astaxanthin does not lead to. So those are probably the biggest reasons why physicians look at this product as meeting the unmet need. A very safe anti-inflammatory for cardiovascular health, for joint health, et cetera, liver health, metabolic health, without the side effects. I mean, and there's nothing that has been to market since really now.
It's interesting because that, I mean, for time that you're bringing this compound and this anti-inflammatory drug, it's not drug, it's a
dietary supplement.
Everything you see today is to stay healthy. In a paper the other day, it was talking about how ARP is trying to get people to stay healthier, stay out of the hospital. You know, it's just a perfect time. So,
Percy, that's you hit the nail on the head. In fact, in our working with physicians, and in fact, it's a chief medical officer that we have in discussions with of a national healthcare plan, and he told us the timing is right for this product. They are very they're very focused in bringing prevention and wellness to their membership, because as you say, if you get a healthy member, you're reducing the overall healthcare spend. And just in, I think in February, March, April, the largest carrier here, HMSA, has rolled out their Transformation 2017 program, capitation, mm-hmm. whereby physicians are, you know, getting paid a set dollar amount per member, right, per month. And so it would really be advantageous for the physicians to utilize a product such as this that will bring prevention and wellness into their patient membership. And in this way, you know, patients not calling in saying, I'm having the side effect of this, or I'm not meeting my triglyceride goals, as an example, more office visits, more time that's being consumed, more resources, and less time for the physician.
You got to get them to prescribe it. You got to get them part of that reimbursement.
and that's something we're working towards. And, you know, again, those are things that we first need to do is getting the physician support and advocacy, and that we're finding great success in.
Yeah. Well, you got to get Medicare to allow that to be reimbursed as well. Because, you know, ask them, so why does Medicare give you free membership to YMCA?
Mm-hmm. For prevention and wellness.
To 24-hour fitness. I mean, that's what, $40, $50 a month?
Correct.
It's free as a member of their, when you take a Medicare plan with them, certain programs. So, yeah, they really got to look at that. I know you get studies with the NIH also documented that as well. That's National Institute on Health?
Yes. So that was very interesting. We have been working with the University of Hawaii on the ability of our second-generation compound, still an astaxanthin, still delivers astaxanthin to the bloodstream, just like xanthicin does. And we're looking at its ability to affect the anti-aging gene, the new powerful anti-aging gene called FOXO3. And that gene was discovered initially in animals, but then its relationship to longevity in humans was actually elucidated in Hawaii.
How long ago was that?
In a study that began in 1965 with 8,006 Japanese-American men. From Kuakini.
Ah.
That's the Honolulu Heart Study.
Yeah.
And they followed all those men all these years. They have over 400,000 samples of tissue and blood, et cetera.
Wow.
They know their medical histories, if they passed away, what they died from. So they have a data set really unequaled anywhere in the world.
That's actually the second longest controlled study in the world.
And in this, in this larger number and with this much data, in fact, the principal investigator of that study, Brad Wilcox, is on our scientific advisory board. And he came from Harvard to actually run this program because you can't find it anywhere else. Right. And what they found was that if you have this the right version of this FOXO3 gene, you are three times more likely to live to be 100. And at first people said, well, it's just the Okinawan men or it's just Japanese. Turns out it's human-wide. They've confirmed it in Caucasians, in blacks. There's 15 or more studies that have confirmed this. So it's it and one other gene are the only two genes that have that level of scientific support for its anti-aging capacity. And guess what it does? It's a powerful cardiovascular anti-inflammatory.
Well, I heard about that study. That's the reason why I've been to Kukini. Yeah. It's an amazing story. Actually, they're doing studies now on the children of these men, and I think they're going to extend to the grandchildren as well.
Yeah, so it's really an unparalleled resource.
Oh, yeah.
And so they discovered this FOXO3 gene. So if you're not lucky enough to have it, and most people are not lucky enough to have it, what can you do? So the answer is maybe there's some way to stimulate or activate the FOXO3 gene. Everyone has a FOXO3 genes, but the more long-lived versions of this are ones that are activated more. Hmm. And so what we found in research that we just announced in late March with the University of Hawaii was that our compound, what we call CDX085, probably we'll call xanthosin extra strength or XL or something like that, will come up hopefully with a catchy name. We found that we were actually able to activate the FOXO3 gene with CDX085. Hmm. And in the scientific world, it's drugs, you know, maybe block things or they bind to things, but activating a gene, that's a big step. And to do it with the powerful cardiovascular anti-inflammatory, that's a big breakthrough. And so the National Institutes of Health saw that. They saw that data and all the other data on astaxanthin and have chosen it as one of the few compounds that it chooses every year, 3, 4, 5 compounds, to put into their anti-aging program as one of their top anti-aging candidates. Wow. So we were actually chosen by the National Institutes of Health. So that really shows, I think, the credibility of the science behind astaxanthin and its potential impact in aging.
And David, again, this is specifically utilizing CDX085, which is xanthosin's compound and molecule. So not all astaxanthins are created equal. I think maybe we can speak a little more about that. I think David spoke earlier that what's the difference between xanthosin and other astaxanthin or leading astaxanthin products on the market. Number one is that it's pure. There's precision. We know exactly what's going in every capsule. With the other leading products, you're not really in control of a step process where they're exposed to outside elements. I mean, there could be things such as fertilizer or pesticide elements or jet fuel or something of that nature. Secondly is that the bioavailability is such that it's a 2.85 or 3 times greater bioavailability with xanthosin over a leading microalgal product. So what does that mean? That means you're getting more of the compound or molecule or astaxanthin in your blood, in your body, in your tissues. We did a head-to-head study with a competing leading astaxanthin product, and we showed that hours 3, 6, 9, 12, that there was almost 3 times the astaxanthin supply or compound in the blood in those different time intervals. So what does that translate to? That means for every 1 capsule of xanthosin that you take, you may need to take 3 capsules of another astaxanthin product or leading product. So again, it becomes more costly, if you will.
Yeah.
And I would just add, too, that was a study in humans. And so we actually measured it. A lot of studies are done in animals, but this was done in humans. We measured the astaxanthin in the bloodstream at time 3, 6, 9, 12, and 24 hours.
Wow.
And when you added those all up, we found nearly 3 times more astaxanthin in your bloodstream than with the competing product.
So I know Randy. Last time we were together. You did a little demonstration, but that was kind of cool. I've never seen anything like that. So we're here with David Watermore and Randy Mao from Cardax, but the anti-inflammatory supplement, dietary supplement is called Xanthosyn, Xanthosyn. And you can go onto the website, you can just Google it. It's sold specifically at GNC, Amazon, and your website.
Correct.
But if you get a chance, you want to test something. I've never seen this, and I've tested a lot of things. A lot of stuff, people send me stuff all the time. You don't need to do it now, Randy. Randy wants to do it now, but okay. It is pretty cool. You just grab one capsule, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small capsule. I'm called by what? And then you put it in a cup of water.
Well, what you do is you open up the capsule and you sprinkle it in the water and you stir it. And what you can see is you can see the evenly dispersion of the molecule. And so with that, you can see how it's going to be absorbed easily within in the body. So having said that, I think I also allowed you to taste it. And I would say 99% of all the physicians and people that have tasted it said that there's no taste. What did you taste?
No taste. But what was cool is that small little capsule made a whole big glass of water turn. What color was it again?
Red. Yeah.
I forgot what color.
Prior to putting it in the water.
It wasn't thin. It was a nice, deep red.
Right. So from a kind of dark brown, black, white. It almost looks like salt and pepper, kind of like salt and pepper.
But it was thick. I thought the spoon here was stirring. Was it going to move?
Yeah. And it transitions into a very deep red, rose-colored type consistency.
So there's a lot of stuff in there.
Right.
But now, not to change the subject, but so this strong compound that you have. Now, when I was at GNC, the guy told me, hey, by the way, I don't know if you know, but they're working on an even more powerful anti-supplement, anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, so that's our second generation compound, CDX-085, that we did the testing with the University of Hawaii. And that will be even stronger than xanthosyn or the other microalgal products that are out there today. So it'll be another step up in strength as well. And for those who find that they may need a higher dose in order to get the full anti-inflammatory health benefits,
athletes, first of all.
Sure.
I mean, you got to be approved by the Olympic committee, maybe that.
Yeah. Yeah. But the athletes, but also, people, as we age, our inflammation increases, and many of us need higher doses as we age. And so I think for the baby boomers, for their parents as well.
Can I add to that too? Percy, not only is, xanthosyn great for the aging population, but also for your young professionals, your athletes. There was a study that came out of Singapore. It was done by the largest astaxanthin manufacturer producer out of Japan. And what they showed, it was a double-blind placebo-controlled study. It was with 39 subjects. And what they showed was that the subjects that were on xanthosyn and vitamin E had a significant reduction in mental errors and physical errors as compared to placebo and vitamin E.
Oh, that's really interesting. So, guys, hopefully when you're listening to all these shows every week that you're really thinking about your future, thinking about your health, thinking about as you age, because I'm 57, and it's interesting. I'm playing golf with a bunch of 70-year-old guys tomorrow. They don't listen to the show. But I always tell them, you got to stay healthy. And actually, they're pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. A couple guys can drive almost as far as me. I'm only 57. Not that I drive far, but I know everybody listening to the show is trying to stay healthy or get their parents to stay healthy, but it's really important. And so I'm glad you did this. Randy, I'm glad you reached out to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're in the magazine. We got to get you out there more often. And really, that's one of my goals in the magazine, trying to get people to be proactive, to stay healthy. And like myself, I just pulled my groin muscle the other day. And so this is going to help my getting back into shape a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But anyway, David, thank you very much. Randy Mao from Cardax and xanthosyn. So xanthosyn, xanthosyn.org.
Can I just add one thing before we leave the program? That is, for any astaxanthin product, whichever you may be taking, to be mindful that if you do see that your stool is pinkish red, it's nothing to do with bleeding. What it means is that your body did not fully absorb the molecule, the astaxanthin molecule. So the thing is to, again, take it with some fat after a meal.
So now I got to ask my wife, look in the bathroom. The thing
is. But then you can tell whether you fully absorbed it, you fully absorbed it or not.
Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody. Tune in, and don't forget to go to our YouTube channel and just look for Generations Radio or Generations Magazine. Aloha, everybody, and live well.